Merkel Media.
Welcome back to another motherfucking episode of Kill the Mockingbirds with your host Sean Chris and riding shotgun with the grenade launcher in the back. He looking on the top. He everywhere, man. I don't even know where he's going with this one.
We're in a Jeep, baby. There ain't no damn doors on this bitch. I'm coming through, baby. I've got everything and I'm ready to go. I've been getting called names all week. I'm not even stressed out, baby. Let's go.
We got new, man. We got new shit that we didn't even know. I mean, we got exclusives, man. No more anti. We got called anti-Semitic for posting shit about Catholic. Now there's a new one that what's it called? You're a prot. What is it,
bro?
Prot?
If you ain't a Catholic, you're a prot. So I got called prot like multiple times. And if you post anything about the Catholic Church, even if it's just like from a historical angle and it's, you know, they feel like it's against them, you are prot cringe. Prot cringe, baby. Brot.
At first I thought you said brot, a brot. I was like, I like brots. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if I thought he was calling you like a weenie or something. Like, I don't know. Like, I didn't get it.
Dude, I was laughing, man. First I was like, prot, what's a prot? A Protestant. Okay.
Yeah, I never even
heard. Jesus.
Oh. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Man, I got some, you know, we just go on the fly. We want to do some episodes, so I put some stuff together, and I wanted to, like, throw it at you and see how it's going. So let's kick it off with, like, you know, now that we're past the elections, I think we should really get into that.
Turn control of this government over to the Republicans. You are turning over the democracy.
If the election deniers on the right win in 2022, in November, next month, to me, democracy looks like it's over in America. Fascism is here to stay. And if they lose, we get maybe another insurrection, domestic terrorism, a civil war, God forbid.
This is a path to chaos in America.
It's not wrong. It is a path to chaos. And whether we take that path to chaos, whether we continue to march down it, is one of the major choices, if not the major choice, voters face this coming Tuesday.
One of the issues that's obviously going to be at stake on this election is democracy and the end of the January 6th investigation if the Republicans take over the House. It dies with the end of this Congress.
Given how important this case is to the issue of democracy, Hallie.
Which is at stake in this election, as you well know, especially with so many election-denying Republicans running for some of these Secretary of State races, for example, gubernatorial, attorney general.
A tank of gas or a gallon of milk is, or your rent on your house or the price of your used car is really, really, really important. It's just not as important as losing your democracy.
We are on the precipice. We don't get this right this time. We don't get this right this time. It's over. Put McCarthy back in, you put Trump back in, our democracy is over. I'm not overstating it. That's where we're at.
Congratulations, y'all. The red wave didn't happen. We saved democracy. We did it, baby. Good job, man. I mean, you know, it was a tough effort. In the first half, it was looking bad. But we got out there. We gave it 110%. And we got democracy. We saved it, man. It was on life support. But like I said, we saved it, man. Did you do your part?
Fuck no.
Well, me personally, I was like, I got to go vote, right? It's important to me. I think, first of all, I want to say, I don't tell people not to vote or to vote. I think that's up to people. But I got to vote, you know? And it was tough because there was two great candidates, you know what I mean? I didn't know who I was going to pick for Michigan governor, so I was back and forth. It was between Jim Harbaugh and Charles Woodson, but I had to go with Woodson because he already brought us a championship. So I was like, you know, Harbaugh, maybe if you get us that win this year, you might be the governor next time on that voting list.
Bro, it's just a joke, man. I just watched people just rant and rave. They're still ranting and raving. No matter what was going to happen, man, like, people were ready to get pissed off. And the way that the media is portraying it is, if your side doesn't win, you're gonna die. Like, bro, I'm telling you, it's so bad. I've never remembered a time where elections were so big. And I know it has to do with how influential social media is now and how they are. It's literally in your face constantly, right? Everything has to do with voting. They get their influencers going. That's a lot to do with it, right? And that's why it wasn't as big, you know, when I was coming up. But dude, I can't even remember. Fuck, man, maybe even 6 years ago it was like this. Like, even when social media was big, man, this is just fucking insanity to me. I don't really get it. I don't know why everybody's butt cheeks are so tight right now when it comes to voting. Clearly, it's still fake. Clearly, they put in whoever the fuck they want to, and that's on both sides of it. Don't tell me, Republicans, that you got stolen from you again. I told you, them Dems, baby. Them Dems gonna come take it from Dems. Dems. Like, first off, you cannot tell me that Donald Trump, and we've said this a million times on the show, that when he got voted in, he was the only one that broke the stealing of elections.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Like, if you think they're stolen, they're all stolen. If you do. If you don't think they're stolen, then go vote. That's how I look at it, man. If it makes you feel good, go vote. Don't get mad at me. Like some of these influencers out there, some of these social media conspiratorial guys in our world are yapping about, well, guys going out there saying they don't vote are the problem. Like, dude, no. My vote is not voting. I am consciously making a decision not to vote for this horseshit that they're giving us to vote for. Look at PA, baby. Look at that. Look at that state. You're telling me that Oz and Fetterman, like, those are great choices? Like, come on, bro. Like, you can't sell me this shit. Like, don't try to. And don't tell me. And don't give me your half-cocked reasons of why you vote. Like, if you really just are like, man, I gotta vote because I'm an American, this makes me feel good, fine. Whatever, bro. Like, I'm okay with that. But don't come at me for not voting, because I have very valid reasons for not voting. And especially, like, the past few years, man, like, dude, they're just rolling out horse shit and we're sucking it up.
Yeah.
It's awful. I've never seen candidates this awful, man. You know, at least Obama, bro, at least looked the part. You know what I mean? Like, at least some of these guys looked the part. They might have been awful people, and I still didn't vote for them. But at least they looked the part. Bro, right now, it is a reality show. It's reality TV. It's a bunch of, like, a bunch of actors and actresses, but in reality. Like, you know, we always say, like, they're all actors and actresses on a stage. Like, I don't mean metaphorically. They're literally actors and actresses and musicians coming soon, that they're rolling out for us to vote for. And we're okay with this. Somehow we're okay with this.
No, but even if you don't find it that, you know, if you don't think it's, you know, they're chosen, you know, selected, not elected, even if you think elected, what I'm saying is, like, on a surface level, if I don't like either candidate, why am I going to vote for either candidate? That's bullshit. That, like, neither of the candidates back my values, but you're gonna say, oh, this is what they're gonna say.
Vote or die, motherfucker, motherfucker, vote or die.
Rock the vote or else I'm gonna stick a knife through your eye.
Democracy is founded on one simple rule.
Get out there and vote or I will motherfucking kill you.
Yo.
That's what it reminded me of.
Yo. That's so true, though, man. That's how they act about it right now. And, man, just listening to both sides, they mirror each other. It's almost hilarious. And then they act like the other side is evil. And I'm like, man, you're singing the same shit.
I will say this, man, I was watching, I was going to watch the local news, which I thought it would be the local news, because that's how it used to be back in the days, you know, you'd watch the local news. But now NBC was like the NBC main news, you know, like
they hijacked
the national. Oh my God, these motherfuckers. I can understand why people hate them so much though, because I hadn't watched, like, besides like little clips and stuff like that, I just sat there and was watching it and they were just like, where's that red wave? Looks like a trickle. Like, nobody was like, it used to be when I was growing up and probably when you were growing up, like what we think of, you'd have a couple Republicans, a couple Democrats, you know what I mean? Like, they'd be like, hey, this is the strategy. They were just strictly talking strategies. They were just talking shit. They were like, oh, Trump backed that person and he failed.
It's wild. Like, it was just, man. It's wild.
It was kind of ridiculous to listen to it. And here's one from CNN, a little 20-second clip of this is how they tell us. And this is them telling us to just shut the fuck up and listen to what they say.
You see, that's our first votes. And that's the wonder of democracy, whether you're a Democrat or Republican. And I wanted to point that out to be a little bit of the crank in the room following Brianna there. Stay off social media, people, if you're trying to figure out, if you're trying to figure out, are there really issues with votings? Trust your local officials. Trust us here. Trust a news source that you know and trust, to be honest about this. They're doing their jobs and they're doing it right.
Just trust them, bro. Like, just trust the plan.
I hate CNN so much, bro. Like, I despise everything they come out and say, man. It's so bad. Like, I saw that clip too, man. It was, you know, it was streaking around social media and I'm just fucking dying, man. And they're like dead serious when they look at the camera and say it. Like, trust
dead
us.
Dead serious.
Trust me, bro.
You bet. Yeah. Yeah. Where have we heard that before? Sounds like every single like truther movement of like where they have a little, trust me, bro. I did the research. Where's the research? Just trust me, bro. Like, trust me that I read the book that I can never show you ever again, but I know, okay? Like, I tell people all the time, I always joke with my brother and all them when we're talking, like, and they'll say something. I'll be like, let me interject for a second. I have a podcast. I think I know what I'm talking about. And we're very big in Costa Rica, man. Huge in Costa Rica. Shout out to all the Costa Ricans.
Shout out to everybody in Costa Rica, by the way. I just found that out from Sean the other day. Apparently, we're boobing in Costa Rica. So we love you guys. We know you're down with what we say. And we are completely against the system. We know you are too. Like, fuck it, man. Maybe I move to Costa Rica one day, man. Sounds like a happening place.
Yeah, it sounds like it's cracking off. But let's go into another story real quick. Let's talk a little bit about, let's get a little bit, we're not going to go too much detail. We kind of danced around it last episode. Here's Pelosi was on with Anderson Cooper and she's talking a little bit. The reason I'm highlighting this is because she makes it seem, they make that connection again with the guy that was trying to hammer down on Mr. Pelosi. Wink, winks, you know what I mean?
Beat them
you know
cheeks, baby, mean. Beat them cheeks.
Yeah. That, and then the connection of how that's similar to January 6th.
President Biden drew a line between what happened on January 6th and the attack on your husband. The president said, I quote, the assailant entered the home asking, where's Nancy? Where's Nancy? Those were the very same words used by the mob when they stormed the United States Capitol on January 6th.
That's right.
Do you draw that same line?
Absolutely. There's no question. It's the same thing. And copycat or whatever it happens to be, inflamed by the same misrepresentation. But the fact is, right now, it's time for healing. We want the country to heal. This is not a path that we can continue on. And we want people to run for office, local, in every way. And you can't say to them, you're risking the safety of your families by going forward. There are no guarantees of safety.
And she's totally lying because we heard it and we played the clip. Oh, Nancy. They didn't say, where's Nancy? Where's Nancy? They said, oh, Nancy. So it's like, it's totally different. Like, they're just trying to paint this picture again of, you know, they're trying to drag this out. Everything is to connect to January 6th and how it's the most horrible thing. And that can lead us into, I don't have any clips of it because I figured why clip it? We'll just talk about it. You know, Trump going to make a big announcement, huge announcement next Tuesday, which we all know what that's going to be. He's going to talk about he's running for election. We already showed last episode how they're going to he's going to take shots already at Ron DeSantis, who I don't think is going to run. In my opinion, I don't think he's going to run at all. I could see, like you've said before and other people, I could see maybe he runs with him, but I just don't see it. I think that's not the move. I think we're going to see DeSantis later on after Trump's out of the system. But I think it's just dumb, man. This whole avenue of Trump and hearing like he backed off for so long. And now he's going to announce his election. And I heard Candace Owens, who I don't like, but I listened to her little 20-minute little segment. I'll try to post it on the Telegram. She's talking about Donald Trump, and she speaks onto the interview she did with him. Do you remember that interview where she talked about the vaccine?
Yes.
Okay, so she did that interview with him, and it got back to him, I guess, and she did a little when she did that live and tried to explain it, and she was saying she tried to defend Trump because she's like a super Trumper. I guess she's not anymore, but she was defending Trump and saying, well, he's in the boomer generation. They get most of their media. I mean, all the media they get from the, you know, mainstream media. They don't look at Reddit. They don't look at Instagram. They don't look at everything else. And so he didn't see all this, which I find it hard to believe because he has a huge staff. And they're really good at social media networking and building all that. So you're telling me that you didn't see any – yeah,
whatever.
You didn't see all these adverse reactions to the vaccine. No, you saw that. That's why, like, that's one point against him anyways. But she said he read a Daily Beast article that said Candace Owens says Trump's too old and doesn't watch the news or blah, 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 or doesn't know how to use the internet, something along those lines, not a quote. And she is said that when she talked to Trump again, that he was super rude to her, which I don't know why people would even be shocked by that, because you could see that he's an asshole. Like, man, I could just tell by like how he interacts with people. But it's just funny to me that now this they're splitting the right. The right is now getting dissected. And it was little by little because they had that whole little QAnon split where people are General Flynn or what's the other fucking guy's name? Fucking Baby Billy. I call him Baby Billy, but what's his name? That's where the gemstones, the righteous gemstones, Baby Billy. They go, Baby Billy. What's his name? Man, what the hell is that guy's name? He's the lawyer, Sidney Powell, and the gray-haired dude, like that all the QAnon people like love. Lynn Wood. There we go. I got it. Lynn Wood. And there was that split between the QAnon crowds of who were you with,
yeah,
Lynn, or were you with Flynn? Now they're like dissecting it even more, and it's getting interesting. It's happening on the left as well, but it's really, really happening big time on the right. And I even see some of the main influencers kind of talking about it, and it's calling for unity, but not full unity. They're calling for unity of the party. And I'm like, what's wrong with real unity? Like, when do we, like, cross those lines and go, hey, are you getting treated like shit by your government? Like, not just the Democrats, like, not just the Republicans, both of them. Like, they're both doing the same shit. Like, they do this every time. We've had the Republicans have the White House, Senate, and Congress. Nothing got done for the people. We've had the Democrats have the White House, the Senate, and the Congress. Nothing got done for the people. And if you notice, and this is what I think they purposely let it be like this, where it's still split. It's kind of close everywhere, because then they go, oh, we were going to get shit done, but damn Republicans, or damn Democrats wouldn't let us pass this legislation. That's all it was. All it's been is fear-mongering from the beginning. So why should anybody vote? Why should we care? Like, I'm going to vote if Dave Smith runs, but I really don't care. The only things the one I voted for and unfortunately passed was the Prop 3 over here, where they're like, making abortion part of the Constitution, which I'm not against necessarily. I don't like that it's being part of the Michigan Constitution, but as well as that they're allowing 14-year-old kids to make the decision to have an abortion or even have hormone blockers. That's what I was against. I mean, it passed, whatever, because I knew that the Democrats were going to use that Roe v. Wade that ignited the whole party. They did all stops, like, you're going to lose democracy, as the clip I was playing in the beginning. The Civil War is going to break out. If the Republicans don't win, they're going to start shooting people. January 6th, part 2. It didn't happen. Trump is just coming back to play that role once again, which I think he shouldn't, but he's going to play his part, and you're seeing it more and more, and you will see this saga unfold. Next week will be the beginning. It will already happen after this drops, but I believe that once he makes that announcement, We're really, really going to see everything unfold. And people need to pay attention to what he's saying, who's around him. Not about this whole, because I saw another video of a QAnon guy post up where he keeps saying central casting. You know, like everything set. So what they're trying to insinuate is that he's saying everybody's actors. But the thing is, he is too. Just because he's saying central casting doesn't put him inside of that group. He's part of that group. And I'm telling you, you will see it more and more. And don't let it be too late. I would rather you not vote than vote for something like that.
Man, you're not telling me anything I don't already know. I mean, I'm just, when it comes to the Q crowd and when it comes to the diehard Trumpers, I just roll my eyes at this point, man. I don't have much to say to them. Like, you choose not to see the information that's in front of you. You've chosen to go down this path that you're exactly like the left, the woke left at that. You're just the flip side of the coin. And you are doing exactly what they're doing. While you're yapping and screaming at them, they're yapping and screaming at you. Nobody's getting shit done. Again, here we are, another election. Shit ain't getting done. And everybody's complaining. Shit's stolen. Look at these votes. Look at this. Nobody's actually looking at what they could do to better themselves, to better the country. Man, that's where I'm at, man. I'm about bettering me and bettering the people around me and pushing forward. I'm not getting caught up in this psyop, bro. Like, I just refuse to do it. We sit here and talk about it because I'm hoping maybe we drop that seed and somebody's like, hey, you know, they're right, man. Maybe something isn't right with all this. But there's people I respect, man, that go and vote that actually, like, believe that it's going to work. And I love them to death. And I'm like, hey, cool, man. You know, it's their right. It's their right to throw away 2 hours of their life. I mean, that's
yeah, because that line sucks,
that
bro.
That line sucks, bro.
That line sucks. But plus two, what's the purpose of what really makes you think you could take the psyop angle out of it? You really think that some guy, like I do find importance in local, right? I think local is pretty important for me personally. And you could see it affect, because I can go meet that person. I can go talk to him. But when they become these huge figures, like that Bo Bird or whatever, they were clowning her on MSNBC. They say, ah, now that she lost, what's she going to go on, OnlyFans? Like, that was kind of funny, though. I'm not going to lie. But all those things that they're doing is, I can't reach her. I can't talk to Marjorie Taylor Greene. We saw that when people try to question her, she's not answering questions either. She is also doing the same thing Nancy Pelosi does, same thing Donald Trump does, same thing Joe Biden does. They will only go into controlled places where they can control the narrative, where people are favorite to them. They're not going to ever come on our podcast and talk to us because we're going to grill the fuck out of them, and they don't want that. They want to go where they're favored and people are going to treat them like a certain way. They got security around them all the time. So I hate when I hear all this bullshit of like, oh, Marjorie Taylor Greene or whatever the fuck. I just say her because that's like one of the popular ones. But all these people act, they are not accessible to the public. They don't answer to us. They don't act, they're not listening to what the people want. What you see on Twitter is not listening to the people. Oh, you respond, but they will argue with AOC. They will argue with, you know, Ilhan Omar. All these senators and Congress people, they will all argue with each other online. At the same time, not doing jack shit. Yeah. All they're doing, and they're proving us right, that they're nothing but either actors or just fucking idiots. It's one or the other, that are just trying to get there for the money and for their donors, because there's no evidence that they're actually doing stuff for the people. They argue. If they really were about helping the people, they would find a way to unify both parties. They would stop attacking each other, because they would have to be like, hey, look, we get it. You're not going to agree on abortion, right? You want to kill the baby at 5 days. I want you to not have abortion at all. There's got to be a middle, but they're not even trying to find middle ground. So that just shows you that they're just trying to ramp this fear mongering up, because they're accelerating. I think you're right. I think you said on previous episodes, they're scared. They're accelerating the plan because they know there's a lot of people. There's more non-voters than there is voters. That's for a reason. And it's not because these people are all felons or anything like that. It's because they've checked out. They're tired of it, because that guy's not going to help me. He doesn't know my name. But Joe will help me. Me and him could build something together, and then we could meet somebody else. That, like, we had Billy and William on. They built something. They showed us how we could build something. That's how it's done. Not by just throwing your vote. I understand that you can have a little bit of hope. Like, if you're like, you know what, maybe this guy will turn a little bit. Like, don't expect him to turn everything around, but maybe they'll help a little bit. You know, voting for your mayor, this and that. But at the same time, you have to do for you. That guy's not going to. His paychecks have nothing to do if you live or not, if you or you die. Right. If you get food or your prices are high, that has nothing to do with his paycheck. He's not going to not get paid if gas is $12.
Right.
He's still going to get paid what he gets paid. So you have to do for you and stop depending and idolizing, whether it's a musician, an actor, an athlete, a podcaster, a talking head, or a politician. Idolization is always the detrimental part of a country, I believe, because we fall into these traps where it's American Idol. Because if that's the case, then just put it on our fucking phones and we'll fucking call in just like American Idol, and we'll just see whoever could call in the most. That's might as well.
Nah, man, I'm with you on all that. You know, and like you said, back to people like checking out too. I think on the flip side of that is people shouldn't check out to the point that they check out of life, because you're getting a lot of that too. Sure. With people right now, people on this spectrum of conspiracies or truth or understanding what's going on in the world. They check out, man. They give up. They're saying, well, why would I even want to put effort into something if this is going to happen when I get to a certain point? And, you know, I get the mentality, man, but that's that doomer mentality. You and I talk about that a lot, man. That black pill, man, that's a dangerous pill. Also, I think it's also
waving the white flag.
I also think it's a mask or a cover up for people that are just fucking lazy too, bro. Like, you don't have the drive. You don't have the wherewithal to build something yourself. You give up when you start something a weekend or whatever. Like, that's an excuse too. Don't say, well, because of conspiracies or because of this, I'm not going to put the work in. Like, dude, I see people do that shit all the time, man. You see people online doing it, man, where they, you know, they build a little conspiracy page or they do something and it's not great content and they get mad at somebody else because they're doing well. Primetime Stein's a prime example, man. He started taking off, and what happened? All these pages started coming out. He's a Freemason. He's this. He's that. Like, bro, like, stop being salty. Stop being a bunch of fucking haters, bro. Like, that's all these people are. And the conspiracy world is super divided too, man. They're fucking awful.
Oh my God.
They're awful, man. And I'm about sick of the fucking shill talk, man. If I gotta hear the word shill one more time, bro, I wanna slap somebody in the face. Like, seriously, like, quit calling somebody who is successful at something that you can't be successful at a shill. Like, that's ridiculous. That's purely
and at least use it in the right context.
Ridiculous. And yeah.
And you, there's a totally wrong context. A shill is intentionally saying something they do not believe in. That doesn't mean they don't get it wrong. That means they're intentionally saying, like, let's see, there's this guy, Donald Trump, that's maybe shilling for pharma, you know, big pharma, where he's saying, oh, the vaccine's perfect. That's a shill. That's shilling because you're getting kickbacks for saying things you don't necessarily believe. It's just such an oversaturated word. It's like Nazis, you know, like when the left, oh, you're Nazi. The conspiracy world's Nazi is shill.
Prat, baby, if you're I'm a not. Prat.
Yeah, get it right. Yeah, that's the thing that's annoying is, like, if you don't agree with each other, this is where we're at, the state of the world. If you're talking to the left, you're a Nazi or a racist or a homophobe or a bigot, just if you don't agree.
White
I'm not talking about, like, you've
don't
even
forget
said
that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, white supremacists. And in the truther community, if they do not agree with you or you don't agree with them and you're having a little difference of opinions or thoughts, then you're a shill. You're a CIA agent. You're a psyop. You're this, you're that. It's like, look, bro, there's people that may not be great people, but they might have one time that they say a good message. Now, I might not have anything to do with anything else they said, but if they had something that made sense, should I not listen to that? Just because that they might be a shill, or maybe they're this, or maybe they're that, whatever label you want to toss on people, does that mean we shouldn't listen to what they say? Like, their words are important. Like, you can see by people's actions, but it's really a lot of saltiness. It's a lot of people that have no ambition, have no drive, are not trying to build something. Like, when people go at us, I just laugh a little bit. Like, it's hilarious to me, man, because I'm like, bro, you don't, I work a 9-to-5. And yeah, eventually I don't want to, because I feel like, why should I win if I'm building something? Mm-hmm. I want my own thing because I don't want to be in the matrix. I do not want to be part of the system. And that's my goal, is to build something, whether that's music or podcasting, whatever that may be, outside of the system, that I don't have to work for anybody else. And that should be what we all cheer on. When I see somebody that I know or that I listen to and they kind of like start getting good and start getting money for, I'm so happy.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, let's applaud them, man. I know how hard it is. I know how much work has to go into it. I'm proud of them. And then it makes me think like, oh, I could go next because I'm putting in the same hard work. But instead, other people are like, oh, what is he to be? What is he to have on the Billboard charts? What is he video going 100,000 hit? Because we put in the work. And I just think that anybody could do this. I'm not even saying that I'm special, that like, oh, man, you can do this too. But you have to be dedicated. You have to put in the work. You have to constantly try to improve and be better.
Talent
and
you gets can. You so far, bro. Like, and listen, I'm not negating the fact that there's a lot of manufactured people that are getting paid. You know, we are a conspiracy show. So for those people that are listening, we're not saying that it doesn't exist. We're not saying that Hollywood's not running rampant with baby blood sucking transgendered monsters. I'm not saying that. There's some of that. But it's not everybody. And just because somebody's successful doesn't mean that they sold their soul either, man. Like, I'm sick of that shit. I'm sick of, like, when people tell me, like, oh, you get to a certain point, man, they're going to come. And why even work hard if they're going to come and take it away? Like, well, first off, my God's bigger than that anyway. So if he allows that to happen, then he's putting me in a situation to be successful somewhere else. And it might not be monetary successfulness. Maybe it's me connecting with people and helping them build. I don't know what that means. Mm-hmm. But I know that part of me finding out exactly what I'm supposed to do, what God wants me to do, is busting my fucking ass, bro. Is working hard. Yeah. Is waking up and doing the things that I'm supposed to do. When I go to bed at night, I'm exhausted because I put in maximum effort that day, man. If you're not putting in maximum effort, man, like, you don't have a right to say anything to anybody. I don't hear that shit anymore. I'm sick of people. All I do is hear people complain about why they can't make it and make up every excuse why they can't make it in something when they're not even putting in the work, bro. It'd be different if somebody was just like busting it and shit wasn't, you know, shit wasn't happening. But you and I find out with those people, they'll complain, but they still bust their ass and then they find something that works, man, because they know, like, it takes, like, I would say somebody that's successful, it was like 90 to 95% of it was failures. Like, literally, bro, you're just failing all the time because you're trying to figure out what works. Like, it's not easy. If it was easy, everybody would be successful. And that's just simple. It's in its simplest form. It's cliche, but it's fucking true, man. Everything ain't a conspiracy, man. Just because somebody's like blowing up, especially in the conspiratorial world, man, you see it where guys like become successful, man. They start running ads, man. They're getting money from ads. They're doing well with their podcasts. They're doing well with whatever, like, documentaries they're putting out or whatever they're doing. As soon as they start getting a little bit of success, here they come, the scripted pages out of nowhere. Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell you how he's a Freemason and how he's this, this, and that. And it's like, bro, like, shut the fuck up, man. I'm tired of hearing that shit, bro.
And what's the point, too? Because at the end of the day, it's about taking care of yourself and making yourself a better person, mm-hmm. like we were saying, and trying to put that out there and build with your family. Like, that shouldn't even affect you. If these people are a Freemason or Illuminati, I'm not saying don't look into it, but what are you doing at home? What are you building for yourself and your people and your tribe? That's what you need to think of. The red pill is make a better you. It's not just about, oh, man, that's all, the world is over because, you know, the Luciferians, they do... Fuck them, man. If they come for me, then they could kill me if they have to do what they got to do. Because I'm not going to buy into any of their shit. If I get to a certain level, and they say, hey, you got to do this. First of all, and they're like, hey, I'll be like, no butt stuff, bro. That's off the table. So you're going to have to kill me already. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit's off the table. So
cheeks,
I'm not
baby,
going to
cheeks.
Sell my soul. Yeah, I'm not going to. I know who I am. And at the end of the day, all they can do is kill me. They could try to do everything else. It's not going to do anything. And if you kill me, like I said, a million times, like then I just go to a better place. So like, I don't know. It's not a bad choice. You know what I mean? That's the thing is, if they come to you with a bunch of money, you don't have to be like, oh, I guess I got to take this. And now I got to drink baby's blood. No, you don't. Like, you can just be like, fuck off. And they may kill you. They may not. But they're also going to see and gauge us. They're not going to even probably approach somebody like me because they can already see, like, he's unpredictable. We can't control him. Boom. All they would do is try to assassinate my character.
Right.
And which some of these pages, that's what they may be, some operations where they're just trying to assassinate people's characters.
Dude, I think some of these big pages are, man, they're fucking psyop to death, man. They're controlled op. They create, each one of them's got a specific narrative that they push in the conspiratorial world, right? You got like the script, yep. The scripted pages that everything's scripted, bro. They will map out every single event in the history of the world, how it's all scripted, nothing's real. And it's like what those pages achieve is people like you and me who actually dig into stuff, who are actually looking at events like, hey, this isn't real. I'm going to tell you how it's not real and it's going to make sense. People automatically throw us in a boat with those guys over there. And listen, here's what they do though. Maybe 40% of it is true. Maybe like there is a lot of stuff that's scripted. I don't disagree with that, but not everything, bro. It's just like the whole transgender thing in Hollywood that we talk about all the time. Not everybody in Hollywood is a transgender, bro. This is not. Yeah, The Rock. I'll be shocked. Listen, if he's a Nephilim transgender, wow. Like, bro, that's pretty crazy, bro. Like, we've witnessed a Nephilim in front of our face. You know what I mean? Like, whatever, bro. Yeah. But at the end of the day, like, these people go so far over the deep end. And listen, I'm willing to go there with you because I think the world's a weird, esoteric place. And I think there's weird stuff going on. Fuck yeah, lizard people, fairies, all that. I'll get down with that. But what I'm talking about is you are making every single ounce of reality that. Like, you're turning it into that to where we can't even have a legitimate conversation about stuff going on in the world because now you have pushed this ideology out there. And as soon as somebody's like, wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense. Shill, controlled op, yeah. CIA.
Well, also, what has to do with is when you're talking about any subject, and I've said this many times, and you're probably going to hear me say it many more times, it's not about the theory. It's not about what you think where I'm against. It's the fact that you're telling me 100% this is the only truth, that you figured it out. You got all of it figured out. It's all fake. I could prove it, blah, blah, blah. You're not even giving any percentage that you could be wrong. Like, if you're throwing a theory out there and you're like, hey, this is kind of what I figured out. I think it could be this, and maybe we're in a simulation. Yeah, I can have a conversation with you. No problem. But when you're like, no, it's a simulation. No, the world's this way. No, the world's flat. No, Q is real. Like, is there a possibility to all those all the possibilities are on the table. I agree with that. But to say that you're 100% right and that we're wrong automatically, that's where I'm turned off. That's where I'm like, I can't fuck with you because you're obviously just trying to spread propaganda. We're not trying to spread propaganda. If you don't believe me, that's cool. If you don't agree with me, that's cool. Like, I don't actually want people to just 100% agree with me because then it's a boring world.
Yeah.
We're not going to have good conversations. I'm not going to learn anything. But if you're going to tell me that you're right and everything that I say is completely wrong and we're not going to have a real healthy discussion, then, man, I got to let you go, man. I can't even fuck with you because now you're only thinking one way. I'm not trying to propagandize people. I'm trying to help people learn how to critically think or show them things that could help them with their already critical thinkers. You know, there's already critical thinkers that listen to the show. Maybe I found something that I go, hey, this is interesting, or my perspective on it, or sometimes their perspective, your perspective, can make me think something else and change what I think of the whole event. It can make me theorize something else. But I'm not telling you that's fact. I'm telling you that here's some facts that I have, and this is my theory based on those facts. But that it's subject to change. You know what I mean? It's not like I'm dug in the ground like, oh, no. It's only this. And that's the problem I have with it. It's not necessarily that they have a difference of opinion. I'm not even, at first I was cool with the, like, you know, the hologram planes, which I disagree with, you know, in 9/11 and the, all these little things. I disagree with from what towers. I've researched.
That's the new one, bro.
Oh, the hollow towers.
Oh, my
man,
God, bro. I swear, man, that is going around right now that the towers were actually hollow. They weren't real. It was completely fake. Somehow, these people are walking around these hollow towers. Nobody worked in the towers. Nobody. Yeah. Nobody had family members that died. No, it was all fake. All of it. Like, bro, you have got to. And that's what I know, that these people that run these pages, that run these type of podcasts, they probably are your real controlled ops. They're probably CIA. They're one of the three-letter agencies. They're doing it to infiltrate us, to muddle the water so much that people just can't find the truth, man. That's why these
I think it's less than
exist.
That. I think it's less than that, like, Soho CIA thing, like in operations. I think that people have been so propagandized over the years that people are just, and the birth of social media has made it easy for people to root onto something. Because I've seen people personally that I know they're not an operation and they're not, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That they watch a documentary and they go, oh my God. Man, and they don't go and search nothing else. They watch the one documentary. Like, man, if I have to hear another about the Out the Shadows, man, have you seen Out the Shadows? Man? Yes, I've seen it. And there's some good information. Oh my God, but like, they've only watched that. They've done no other research, and then they're gonna tell me like, hey, man, you know the. I'm just saying, like, people, what have you searched though? So you're exactly. only believing that documentary. Same thing with some of the people on the flat Earth side. I've talked to some people that I go, oh, that's an interesting point. That's a good point. I like that. And because we're having a discussion. So it's not a debate. It's not a fucking fuck you going back and forth. It's a like, he hears me out. I hear him out. We kind of go back and forth.
So you've talked to
that's
some decent
theorizing.
Flat Earth people before?
Yeah, there's some,
really?
There's some good to flat Earth. Yeah, there's some cool guys.
Really?
Like, Big Country with beer, whiskey, and conspiracies. He's a cool dude. He's
wow, I would love to talk to one because they're always psychotic and they're like, man, we believe this.
Yeah,
and
online,
it.
Man. They. Well, also, I think that's what I think comes from the social media aspect of it, because people are, same thing with Democrats and Republicans, people are arguing so much that they have built this like repertoire of that anybody that has a difference of opinion of them. They're going to argue against. And that's what I'm really thinking. I don't think it's necessarily operations as much as I think that the ultimate operation has already been played on us and we've played right into it. And that's why the Cass Sunstein, I think, is really in play. Like, I think we've been fooled ourselves. It's just a little bit sprinkled in and we do the rest ourselves. So
I didn't really think
they know
that
people are going to get solidified.
You know, we were talking earlier today, like on the phone, and you brought that up. And man, I never really thought about that part of it, that it started with like a three-letter agency, but they just knew we'd run with it. So like over the years, we turned it into this beast and this monster that they knew we would do.
And they could never do
that. We're fucking sheep, essentially, and they know that we're going to run with it. That's what, you know, I tell you all the time, I was like, man, the conspiratorial world is probably about 80% sheep themselves, man. Like you said, they watch one documentary or they see one guy that they like say something and they believe everything that person says. Like, I don't want people to believe everything I say. First off, I'm not holding dear and true to anything I say anyway. Like, I'm going to tell you what I think about something, but it's always subject to the change if I find new information. And a lot of times I'm just putting theories out there, man, because we're still trying to figure, we're all trying to figure this out, you know? So at the end of the day, like, yeah, there's certain things that I draw the line with internally where I'm like, no, this is how I think because of the situations in life that I've been with. Especially when it comes to the Bible, there's some things that I hold to me. But I'm not going to sit there and be like, you listen to me right now, like, brother. Like, I'm not doing that, man. Like, I'm not going to come.
I don't know, because there's, somebody left a comment and said that we think that we're well-read on the scriptures. So they think they're well-read, like, quote, air quotes. And I was like, man, not me, man. I don't know. Man, the thing that I tripped out on is I'm like, me, bro, I don't even like talk about the Bible that much, man. I'm like, whatever, man. You must not listen that much.
Yeah, I just think that just comes from people seeing us do the rounds and hearing what we talk about, you know, because we do delve into like the esoteric side of things, and we go towards, you know, what does the Bible mean, and what are these things actually, you know, stuff that people don't question. So I do think that yeah, that's where that comes from. But dude, at the end of the day, like, I could read something in the Bible and then a month later hear somebody else talk about something, that same exact, like, you know, portion of the Bible, a chapter, a verse, whatever, and give me a whole new light on it. We're like, oh man, I never thought about that. Let me kind of look into that and let's see, like, oh wow, this is a whole different angle that I can start looking at. Dude, I don't hardline anything when it comes to life. I think it's when you get in trouble. Like, I think you get in a lot of trouble. You know, I think certain things that you obviously draw a line with, like when it comes to, you know, certain things like kids and shit messed up. You know, we're talking about like the, you know, sin, you know, that type of thing. But as far as like us trying to figure things out in life, man, no, man. Like, if you think that you have it all figured out, then you are a sheep. Now you're a sheep. You're just as bad as the people that you're screaming at to wake up. And I made a reel about that recently and people got pissed off about it, but I really don't care. Like, you know, I am about forgiving people. I know that a lot of people don't know what's going on in the world right now. And I don't look at them in a bad way. Now, are we going to make jokes about things that are stupid? Absolutely. I think woke culture is really just ridiculous. But I don't hate these people, like, at all. If anything, man, there's a certain level of sympathy I feel as well. Like, what did that person go through to get them to this point of life to where they feel that way? What about them did they internally feel that people didn't care about them, didn't want to reach out to them, that made them feel like that they needed attention by doing this or doing that? You know, I look at that, man, and that's what both sides, again, I think a lot of the Anons are like that too, man. It's attention. They want attention. They want people to like them. They felt, you know,
the outcast, the rejects, outcast. The people that were not allowed.
Correct. Like, and a lot of Anons are like that, man. They really are. You start to talk to them, man, they weren't the most popular kids in school. They weren't, you know, they didn't have maybe all the advantages. And here's this guy, this idol, who's saying that he's for them. And they feel it.
Yep.
And I get the allure of it. But again, man, it boils down to what you're made of, what you're built of. Is there substance to you outside of this like persona that you're putting out there? You know, I hope that when people talk to you and me, that they see there's a certain genuineness about us. There's a realness about us, man. Like, who we present ourselves to be, that's who we are in real life. You hear me popping off here on this microphone? I'm popping off in real life. You can ask Sean. I've popped off with him plenty of times on the phone. Like, I do. That's my personality. But just know that this is us. This is the real us. And I feel like that if there was more people doing that, we wouldn't have these sides. We wouldn't have this dissension. We would have people genuinely trying to work with each other, because you know what? Who cares if you agree with everything somebody else thinks or not? It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean you can't be friends with them. It doesn't mean you can't operate with them. Man, it's stupid.
You can't even get people to agree on a lot of stuff. Like, there's many things that you can't get 10 people to agree on, but you're supposed to come up with some kind of middle ground. And what I keep arguing too is I'm with you. We should, you know, forgive people. That doesn't mean we don't forget. Like, that doesn't mean we know that it can happen. But also, these people are propagandized. And the enemy is not some guy that, you know, may have had emotional problems and he became a trans, and or the guy that's like calling you racist on Twitter or a Nazi or whatever, right? It's not those people. They have been propagandized. And at the same time, your enemy is the state. And we need as many people so we have the strength in numbers. That's what I think people misunderstand. The reason they divide us constantly into these labels is so that we do not unify, because there's more of us. That's why we have to fight against each other. People are arguing for Donald Trump or Joe Biden or fill in the blank. Those people don't know your name. They don't even know you exist. They have nothing to do with you. And you're arguing with your neighbor. You're arguing with some rando online for what? At the same time, end it, man. Like, that we don't need that energy. Bring that what you can. That doesn't mean you're not going to have a bad day or nothing like that, but I'm saying the unification, and you're not going to unify everybody. but show some compassion, show some empathy, because there is a lot of stuff that's been played on us as a society for so long. No way I have the answers, but I do know this, that if we don't show compassion and empathy to each other, we're going to be done. We're going to be wasted. And we don't need that, man. We could really build something great, and it's going to take time, but we can't. First, got to end the idolization of any human being. Like, you got to just love your family, build your family up, build yourself, make a better, and then just, you know, turn the other cheek. Like Jesus said, right? He said, turn the other cheek. And that doesn't mean be passive with everything. I'm just saying for little things. There's a lot of little things that people get annoyed about now from because of social media. Like, who cares if someone called you some fucking name online? Who cares? Is that going to ruin your day? If you're going to let that ruin your day, or, hey, this guy said I'm an idiot because I don't believe the same thing as him, you're going to let that ruin your whole day? Don't let anybody control your energy. You are the only person in control of your energy. And if you allow somebody else to control your energy, then you become weak. And if you want to be a strong person and better yourself, you can't let anything move your energy into a negative light. You have to be the one that goes, nope, I'm going to recalibrate this. I'm going back. And that's what you got to do. And you can do it. There's many of great people. I think we get stuck on this online world because when I talk to people in real life, they're cool, man. Mm-hmm. There's rarely, I mean, I get some people every now and then that don't like me because that just happens. But for the most part, I'm talking to everybody. Like
right.
My daughter, everybody I'm on the phone with, they always make fun of me because like if they call me and I'm on the phone, I'm like at the gas station, I'm talking to the gas station clerk forever. I talk to everybody. Like, you know, I'm cracking jokes with them. I'm trying to make them smile because it's a great world. Is there some shitty stuff that happens? Yes. But I'm not going to let that ruin everything that's so beautiful. We always put those things that are bad in our life with this high value of like, oh man, I lost my job. Oh, my girlfriend left me. Or these things that happen negatively, we put those on this high level. And all the great things that we have, we forget.
Yeah.
Oh, you have a great family? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I guess my family's cool. Oh, I have a good friendship? Oh, yeah, I guess. Like, you're neglecting the things that are important, that are real pillars in this life. Your family. And I get it. Some people don't have family. And they've lost family because of this stupid political bullshit, which I think is crazy.
Right.
But there is family in with people you know. It doesn't necessarily have to be blood. Create your tribe, man. Not a village. A village, like Hillary Clinton said, a village should raise a kid. That's bullshit because those people do not know my fucking kid, and I'm not going to let some pedophile raise my kid. I'll tell you that. But a tribe of trusted people that we know, that has built with us, that has blood, sweat, and tears with us. And yes, I know people have been backstabbed, but do your due diligence. Make sure, like, you know, and cut off the people you have to cut off. There's dead weight at sometimes. It's not that they're bad people. It's not that we have anything against them. It's just that, hey, I'm moving this way, you're moving this way. I can't let you take me down. Mm. And if we have that mentality, I think we could build something great within ourselves. And then I'm not talking about being millionaires. I'm talking about living a life where you're happy every day.
Right.
That's the goal is to try to be as happy. You think God put us on this planet to be miserable? You think he's like, oh, yep, all right, he's depressed, finally. I got him where I want him. You know, man? Like, no. He wants us to enjoy the little things.
Yo.
And not have to chase after fame and all this. That can happen, but what he really wants us to do is enjoy, like, hey, man, you got to spend time with your brother. Hey, man, you got to spend time with Joel. Hey, man, you got to go take your mom here. Hey, man, your other, like, those little things that are moments that we can have forever.
Two things.
Rant over.
No, you're good, brother. You're on the right track. Two things. When Jesus said turn the other cheek, he wasn't talking about the ones below your waist, because we're not going to let the we're not letting the government get those, baby. We're not letting them get those.
But cheeks tight.
Get them tight, baby. And number two, to what your point is about, you know, what you can achieve in this life, you can look to the story of Job in the Bible, and we talk about him a lot. I mean, he got ransacked. Like, God let Satan do his thing. But man, when it was over, he got everything back double, like that he had from before. So at the end of the day, man, like, I'm not saying that you're going through a bad time, like, but you're going to get a Ferrari. You lost your Honda, but yeah, you're getting a Ferrari. That's not how that works. But what I'm saying is that God does bless you. Now, how he blesses you is up for interpretation and in what you need in your life and what he's put you on this globe to do, right? Globe, boy, those flat earthers get pissed. Tight again, baby.
Or the plane. Or the plane.
Sorry, okay. The plane. On the plane, guys. See, I brought everybody together. We're bringing them together, man. No, but seriously, though, that's how it should be. And that's what I wholeheartedly believe, dude. I'm with you. I know we got off track and started ranting a little bit, but sometimes, man, we just got to let it loose.
No, I think that was perfect. I think that's like, it's not about, oh, you know, we got clips sometimes. We just let the conversation go where it's going to go. I put clips and I have some stuff together, but I think it's, and I've tried to do this since the beginning. That's why me and you are able to flow together like that, is I'm like, we're going to let the conversation grow because it's going to change. Things are going to happen in our lives. And there's a lot of people that maybe this will, if two people hear this and it helps them, one person, you know,
right?
And it makes them realize that the little things are important. Cause I learned that, like I didn't just think this my whole life. I didn't go, oh man, it took me through trials and tribulations, fucked up shit that like really was hard for me to deal with, to get to a point in my life where I'm like just appreciative of being around. Like I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving because I'm gonna be around all my family, and it's a small family. We don't go outside all these other. It's just like my mom, my brother, my sister, my friends. You know, my sister-in-law, her family. Just like about 15 people, 20 people. But it's the people that I care about the most. Except my daughter, I can't make it. But other than that, you know, most of the people I care about are right there. And all the people that aren't going to be there, like you and my daughter and a couple other people, I have great contact with. I'm constantly in conversation with them. You guys are teaching me, helping me grow. I appreciate that. That's what we need to do, is we got to stop. And in this busy world, it's so busy sometimes, just stop and think of the little things that are important, that do make your day. And if you put that perspective and you train your brain, it will help, because money can only do so much. Fame can only do so much. You have to accomplish the little things. Build, if you've lost relationships with someone that, and it was your fault, try to rebuild that. And if you can't rebuild that, make amends with them and move on and try to build that with somebody else. It's never over. Like, I think so many people get stuck in this world, like, of, especially because of social media. I know what happened before that, but it's this endless loop of shit talking and I'm better than you and what's this and look at my life. Like, how many people do you see, like, you know, they're like, oh, look at that couple, man, they're so happy. You don't know after that picture if they just got into a big old fist fight. Like, you know what I mean? It's these moments. Don't worry about others like that. Like, have compassion for people, like not letting people, you know, be on the streets if you can, or you know, if you can. Like, I always tell people, I'll never let anybody borrow money. I'll never. But I'll give you money if I have that,
right?
Because I can afford to give you that. This $20 bill I'm giving you, because I look at it like, all right, I might have drank two beers with that. Who cares? That's two less beers I need probably. Right. So there you go. You know what I mean? Like, you have to put that in perspective. And I think like I said, it's a work in progress. There's days, even me, like I'm feeling like shit. But then I got people like you, my brother, like where you guys don't necessarily know, you know what I mean? You don't know that you're giving me that inspiration, or you don't know you're lifting me up, but you are. Like, you'll be like, hey man, we got to do that. Yeah, you're right. We do got to do that. You know what I mean? It puts me back on track, and that may not work for everybody, but find what works for you and just appreciate life. Life is beautiful, man. It really is. If you go out there every day and you're miserable, that's why you're having bad times. Because so much happens. Like, if I can't pay a bill, I learned this from my mom a long time ago, right? She goes, look, if you can't pay a bill and you ain't got the money, don't stress over it, because you're not going to be able to pay the bill and you're going to be stressed out. You know what I mean? She was like, if you just chill and kind of pray about it and kind of work on how you can get something done if you're in debt, guess what? It always works out. There's been plenty of times, and that's what I say is God. Now, someone can interpret it however they want, but to me, that's God. And it's not that I get like millions of dollars, but I'm always able to keep the lights on. I'm always able to keep food on my plate. I'm always have a roof over my head, because I think that I'm trying my best, and he knows I'm trying my best to achieve not greatness, but just like a full understanding of what life is, you know, and what happiness truly is,
right?
What love truly is. And I think that there's blessings in that.
Yeah, no, man, the Bible talks about God knows your heart. So we're going to fail miserably at times. We're going to go through periods of time where it's going to be a struggle. You just like, man, You know, there's days you feel like you don't want to get out of bed, man. That's normal, right? But what gets you out of bed? What pushes you forward? Mm-hmm. What makes you want to achieve greatness? And when I say greatness, man, it's not about being famous or anything like that. Maybe it is. Maybe that's where God puts you at. But at the end of the day, it's really, when I say achieve greatness, it's achieve the greatest version of yourself. Like, what are you trying to achieve as you, as an individual? Man, it's going to suck, man. Sometimes, especially when you're fighting the odds and you're going against the system. And, you know, we always joke too, we're going against the fallen angels, man. It's going to be tough, man. They're going to put a lot of roadblocks out there for you, a lot of traps for you. You're going to fail some too. Like, you will, you'll fall in some of those traps. It's going to happen. But what are you doing consistently to push through? Something that I really adhere to, man, this past year is, sometimes people feel like when they take three steps forward, they took two steps back after they did that. Well, guess what? You're still one step forward from where you started. And that's how you got to look at it, man. You're always moving forward. Even if you take some steps back, you're still going forward. Like, and by the end of it, you're like, man, I got 20 solid steps out of 40, but there's still 20 that you're ahead of where you started. And you got to look at it that way, man. We're always gonna fail, but failing is also part of learning and how not to fail again. And that's important, man. And I think if we can look at those things as life lessons, and it also helps others around you see that light too, man. It makes them want to be better as well. They see that out of you. They see the consistency. They see the drive. It makes them want to be better, man. Or they just get the hell on. And I'm okay with that too. So it's either or, you know. I hope.
Not a joke. Not hyperbole.
No, not at all. Like, and it really, yeah. Like, but it's for sure. Cause it's like, and that's something else to throw out to people as well. If people are bringing a negative energy around you, even if they don't know that they are, if they're putting things out there, they don't have the will to move forward. They don't have these things. You don't have to like hang around them. You don't have to talk to them. You can move on, man.
Even if they're family members, man.
I've done it to plenty of people in my life, man, where they weren't awful people, but at the end of the day, they were in a different place in life than I was. And I knew that I got to cut the dead weight and keep moving, because if you don't, they will drag you down to where they're at. And it's inevitable.
That's I agree with you 100%. And I tell people that a lot of times. Man, I know it's tough sometimes because, you know, sometimes people have toxic fathers, mothers, brothers, sisters. If anybody's draining your energy, you have to step away from that. You can't, because you're going to constantly live in this life struggling because you're already at 50%. Like, it's like you didn't charge your phone all day. Like, you're not going to get a much calls. You know what I mean? You're already down to 10%. You're going to lose that. So just keep pushing. I think there's so many good people, even in the truther movement. I just think we get things confused, tangled up, and calling each other names, and you're not right, I'm right. I don't care if you're a Q guy. I don't care if you're an Anon. I don't care if you're a flat earther. I don't care if you're against the Freemasons, Illuminatis, whatever your niche is, right? I'm not against you on that. I'm not against that whatsoever. All I'm saying is the ultimate is not only that you got to stop pretending that you know everything, but the ultimate red pill is bettering yourself. So if you're constantly arguing about flat earth, or you're constantly arguing about this is real, this is fake, and instead of just saying, hey, man, this is what I've researched and this is what I come up with, agree or disagree, it's still all love. But they don't want to do that. It's this attack and break you down, and they'll be like, oh, look at, and then you know they're really, really digging when they're like, oh, well, look how you look. Like, you know, they make something about your looks. Or like I care, bro. Like, I remember one dude with this flat earther got so mad at me. And he's like, well, you're fat. And I was like, well, that proves that the earth is round. You know, like, and a lot of these people, they've told me a few times, they think that, oh, you're mad. Oh, man. Oh, did I upset you? And I'm thinking, and my buddy told me, because he's seen some of the threads, and he's like, every time I see somebody arguing with you, And they tell me, and they go, oh, did I get you mad? He's like, I immediately picture you just laughing, like, hysterically, because I know you, because I know that you just like to push buttons sometimes, and I've tried to get better at that. Sometimes I still fall in that trap. I'm a bad rapper, so I get into a little, you
that's
know,
why
you know
I'm here.
I like.
That's why I'm here, to hit you up. Hey, man, what are you doing?
Yeah. And you're right, because sometimes it's not worth, it really isn't worth it to drain my energy, but I'm not really draining that much energy. I'm just like, to me, it's like a sparring match, but you're right, because it kind of gets into this downward spiral where nothing's being accomplished. Because you've even seen me and told me to cut it out, but you're like, dude, why waste your breath, bro? You see me talk to people and I'm being reasonable, I'm being logical, I'm listening to their side, but you can tell that they're never going to listen to my side.
Nah.
They're not going to give me that middle ground. And like, and that's where you're right, where it's like, you tried, bro? Let's leave it, man. They're not ready to hear you. And that's fine. But too many people in this world act like they got it all figured out. I don't. And I'm never going to tell you I do. And if I do, then I'm probably not going to be here much longer, because I'm pretty sure if I figure it all out, someone's going to be like, oh, let's take that guy out. Like,
bro, you know what I mean? Exactly.
But yeah, man. Rant over. But I think to kind of finish it off, I got like one little funny clip that I had to play, man. I had to play this because, you know, this is one of your favorite people. So here we go.
Remember Venn diagrams, those three circles? Right. And then let's just see where they overlap.
You will not be surprised, because I have constructed a Venn diagram on this. Remember those three circles, how they overlap?
I love Venn diagrams, so I just do. Whenever you're dealing with conflict, pull out a Venn diagram, right? And so, you know, the three circles. And so I asked my team, right? They're
I'm
fantastic.
Geeking out right now.
He sees the Venn diagram of it all. He sees that there are those circles, and maybe people seem that they're a little different. They live in different parts of the country. They may be different age or different race. But that area in the middle, that overlap.
And I asked my team to do a Venn diagram of where these attacks are happening. So voting rights, women's reproductive rights, LGBTQ rights. And of course, there was a huge intersection. You know, I asked my team to do a Venn diagram for me of where we are seeing attacks and who are the attacks against and the similarity. And when you look at a diagram of the, just a Venn diagram in that regard, it tells a real tale.
I'm going to do a Venn diagram of this episode.
Listen, I don't like her talking about circles. There's only one woman out there that's allowed to talk about circles, and she's got red hair, and she's a ginger, and her last name is Saki.
That's your circle back girl.
That's it.
That's your circle back
that's
girl.
That's it. She is taking over what she owns, and I don't like it, man. It's, again, ginger's getting squashed out, and I don't like it.
Every time, bro, every time that a prominent ginger thinks of something, somebody comes out, snatches it, and gives them zero credit. And I'm sick of it. I am sick and tired of them taking these words, the ginger words. Let's just put it that way. Circle back goes way back. Like, I think it was like 1230 BC when the Nephilim ginger, Horekio, said, circle back. And now you're going to take
right.
this Venn diagram?
That's right.
Come on.
Trying to erase us, man. They've been trying to erase us since the dawn of time, man. You know we were the first man,
they
too,
won't do
by
it,
the way.
Man. Just because you're transparent and you
can
be seen.
He was not. He was translucent and he had red hair. Straight up.
You could see right through him. You thought powder was trans... Not trans. Oh, there we go. They're going to be like, oh, great. Now I'm tuning up. before we get out of here, though, I do want to talk one little thing, too. Did you catch any of that Matt Walsh on Rogan? Rogan on, did you
a little
hear
bit,
any of that?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, I listened to the whole
what
thing.
Were your thoughts?
I mean, Matt Walsh is Matt Walsh. Right? Like, he did his thing. I mean, you know me, man. I like Matt Walsh. I put you on Walsh.
Yeah.
So, like, for me...
I like him, too. There's some things I disagree, but I like
yeah,
him
I don't
overall.
Agree with
I think he...
anything everybody... Like, there's no
yeah,
person
for sure.
out there... Hell, I don't agree with everything you say. So...
yeah, yeah. What?
Because gingers
this
were the first
time?
Man, and we have everything right. That's how I know... Like, what's good and what's not. People just need to follow me, idolize me, Joel Thomas.
I'm with you because I got like some red in my beard, so like I'm partial. I'm like a quarter ginger. Like, you know what I mean?
You're mixed race, man. You're mixed race. We kind of accept you. We kind of accept you.
I thought Matt Walsh did a good job on Rogan, though, and I thought it was a good. I thought it was good for the country to have, or just the whole space to have what Matt Walsh, who kind of, you know, pro-life and all that. And then Joe Rogan, who's a little bit more, not necessarily, I think he's pro-abortion or all that. I thought it was a good discussion. I thought it was nice to have it all out there. I know people are going to take it the wrong way, but I think that's what's important is to have people that have conflicting ideas hash it out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they weren't yelling at each other. They did have good points, both of them, and they countered each other. I thought it was pretty good, man. I thought overall, and trust me, remember, I said after fucking Rogan threw a Tripoli under the bus, I wasn't going to listen again. But Matt Walsh, so obviously, hats off to Matt Walsh because I only listened because of him because I was pissed. I'm still kind of upset with Rogan, and I have defended him quite a bit over the years, even though like people call him shill and this and that, and I defended him. And then what he did to Sam Tripoli really, really irked me because I thought, and I mean, hey, hats off to Tripoli. He did it. He held his own and he did what he had to do. But I'm just saying, man, Rogan, man, you need to slow your roll. Because if you treat me like that, I'm going to be like, bro, man, fuck your stupid leg kicks. I'll shoot you.
And that right there just got us nixed for any future shows.
I was talking about John Rogan.
Oh, this, John.
He's different.
John. He's probably a ginger too, you ginger hater.
Well, you know, you can follow us at Kill the Mockingbirds podcast on Instagram, Kill the Mockingbirds on Telegram, Van Tesla Music on Instagram, Sean Chris Music on Instagram, and then go check out Joel Thomas, Van Tesla, and Sean Chris on every streaming platform. Don't forget to leave a 5-star rating, and Joel would really appreciate it if you would go leave a comment with your 5-star and, you know, a hateful comment. Plus, don't forget to go to change.org, which is in the link tree, Van Tesla link tree, to go save the gingers, bro. Hashtag save the gingers.
I'll be getting some great comments. Great comments. Please go sign your signature. Save the sake bomb. All you got to do is go to my link tree. Van Tesla Music is at the top. Click on it. Please sign it. Please leave a comment. And on one of the next shows, I'll probably read it if it's good. Make it fire, though. Don't make it something silly. Make it fire. Like, somebody's like, this is fake, but I really like it. Like, no, it's not fake. I'm here to bring Jen Psaki back into power where she should be, where all gingers should be. And listen, man, all this talk about family today has got me thinking about the beautiful pure blood ginger family that I'm going to have with Jen Psaki one day. Bro, can you even think about the milky white skin of the kids that we're about to produce, man? Pure bloods, baby. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm about.
You know how we do it here. Wake the fuck up or get woke the fuck up.
Brah, brah.
Bird killers.
This is the dream.
Doesn't ever disappoint you?
Hi. Why would it disappoint me? I can still do whatever I could do. So what? Why do you have to fucking make money off your potential?
I'm not even saying you have to make money off your potential.
What does even potential mean?
Drowning in silence, there's nothing left for you and me. You left me alone with a love. I am blind, don't you see?
Stumbled on a dark road, battle over souls, ego takes control. So much hate in the world, set the room on fire. Burn it down, these liars. Moment of clarity, stairway to heaven, shit. We just looking for a little prosperity. Check 1-2, maestro. Tiptoe down a tightrope. Life ain't nothing but a dice roll. Anxious mind of a psycho. Itchy index of the 9-blow. Flipping tips, different time zones. Flicks of bricks on an iPhone. Pump the brakes, then we drive slow.
Tell me what you really mean.
words I done said. I was lost in my mind. I was trapped in my head. So many things to address. Trying to find my success. I just want to be fine. They just want me on meds.
Drowning in silence. There's nothing left for you.
Emotional roar causes a lunar eclipse. Dramatic entrance, like who the fuck next? Feeling crucified. Is it do or die? Resurrected light, keep up the fight. But I really hope it ends tonight. Caught as a corpse, show with no remorse. I'm late for court, puffing on an old port. Out of body experience. Demonic mind so wild and furious. Murphy's Law, I'm raw and delirious. But you motherfuckers really don't hear me yet. Really quiet and unspoken. A humble man so shattered and broken. Faceless, breathless and smoking. And I was just hoping we could unwind the hands of time. Let's strangle the moment. Prepare for the omen before it's all gone again. So I drop on my knees and I pray longevity. Let me really get that remedy.
Drowning in silence, there's nothing left for you and me. You left me alone without love. I am blind, don't you see?